save you 15%.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Oh, I think it's wonderful. I think we ought to do it in every Congress. The Constitution is our foundational document, and it does the American people and it does my colleagues well to remind ourselves of the values within the Constitution, establishing justice, providing for the common defense, promoting the general welfare. Now, we should not just read the Constitution. We need to make sure that we are living up to its ideals. We need to make sure that we are passing legislation that embodies the values of the Constitution. I'm hopeful that Republicans and Democrats will find ways of doing that in this Congress.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and I am Doug Steffen, and you are here to, in the next hour, follow along with a focus on the American Constitution. Talk radio with the politics in front and center mode. We have the Congress getting started. A lot of people are asking questions about the Constitution. And so, interestingly enough, Representative Steve Israel, who thought it was a great decision to read the Constitution on the House floor, was, in fact, doing it, and that's what you heard as we get started in this hour. What does the Constitution mean to you, and what do you think it means to others in America? This is the second day of the 112th Congress. Newly sworn members of the House stood, read aloud the Constitution of the U.S. Lawmakers took turns reciting every verse and article of the document. Congressional historians say it's the first time the nation's governing document, which went into operation in 1789, as you may recall, was read in its entirety on the House floor. Kind of a cool thing, it seems. Here's the beginning of the reading from Congressman John Boehner, Nancy Pelosi, and Eric Cantor.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Article 1, Section 1. All legislative powers herein granted shall be vested in a Congress of the United States, which shall consist of a Senate and a House of Representatives.
Article 1, Section 2. The House of Representatives shall be composed of members chosen every second year by the people of the several states, and the electors in each state shall have the qualifications requisite for electors of the most numerous branch of the state legislature. No person shall be a representative who shall not have attained to the age of 25 years and been 7 years a citizen of the United States, and who shall not, when elected, be an inhabitant of that state in which he shall be chosen. The actual enumeration shall be made within 3 years after the first meeting of the Congress of the United States, and within every subsequent term of 10 years, in such manner as they shall by law direct.
800-510-8255, presenting both sides. I don't know, is there another side to this reading of the Constitution? How can you argue much with that? I think there are some things the Constitution ought to be changed. Here from MSNBC, Keith Olbermann speaks with Yale Constitutional Professor Akhil Reed Amar, who points out that the Constitution was written by the liberals of their day, not the conservatives.
After 10 years of the Founding Fathers' original plan, the Articles of Confederation, which let the states run the show, they trashed the thing, substituting the Constitution to create a stronger central government. Article 1, Section 8, Clause 1, the power specifically to raise your taxes and then to spend it on pretty much whatever the government wants. Is the headline, or should we expect that the revolution was not conducted by and the Constitution was not written by conservative people?
Exactly. The American revolutionaries were just that. They actually took on the world's most powerful monarchy. They were the liberal Democrats of their era, and the people who gave you the Constitution were the nationalists. So liberal nationalists give you the Constitution. We call them Federalists, the states' rights folks, the Articles of Confederation folks, the conservatives. They were against it. They were the anti-Federalists. Then we have a great Civil War, and it's once again the liberal nationalists, the party of Lincoln, the Republican Party, who add a 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendment to the Constitution. Again, egalitarian, liberal, nationalizing. Then in the 19-teens, we have a series of amendments, the Income Tax Amendment, women's suffrage, a change in the Senate. Again, liberal, egalitarian, nationalist. And once again in the 1960s, a series of amendments, ending poll taxes, bringing D.C. into the system in a stronger way. A lot of black people live in D.C., so these are, again, liberal, nationalizing, anti-state rights amendments. A whole bunch of the amendments end with the words, Congress shall have power. And you got it just right. The longest article of the Constitution, Article 1, its longest section is Section 8. I'm going to pull it out right here. And it doesn't just say taxes once. It says it, in effect, four times. Mm-hmm. And just in case you missed the point, the Congress shall have power to lay and collect taxes, duties, imposts, and excises. So they're very clear. We're going to have taxes, and we're going to have them because that is necessary for proper purposes, for common defense and general welfare.
Tea partiers and even members of Congress, Professor, have been known to add this word expressly to the phrase that says that any powers that are not given to the federal government go to the states or to the people. But that word expressly has its own little interesting history in the failed original plan, the Articles of Confederation, correct?
It does. It was a word in Article 2 of the Articles of Confederation. It was purposefully omitted from the necessary and proper clause from Article 1, Section 8, from which I just read. And by the way, I always carry this with me. I have for 20 years. When I'm not in the shower, that's the one exception. But I'm with them in reading the thing. Let's take it seriously. The framers purposely omitted the word expressly. If you actually have to specify every single power, the document would be way too long. Ordinary people couldn't understand it. It wouldn't come from we the people. It doesn't say, for example, there's no bank clause in the Constitution, and yet we had a federal bank early on. The great John Marshall affirmed that Congress could do that, even though there's no, and he says this very clearly, there's no express provision. It's an implied power.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Keep your data safe and easily accessible.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Backup Service is the only data storage solution that combines on-site hardware for rapid restores and cloud-based storage for disaster recovery. At just 50 cents per gigabyte per month and advanced deduplication technology to significantly reduce storage space requirements, the Barracuda Backup Service is the most affordable and efficient data storage solution for any size business. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit Barracuda.com.
Energy efficiency interviews are brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Matthew, you know energy-saving light bulbs last six times longer than that old bulb in your lamp.
Yeah, well, I don't even live here.
Matthew, dinner's ready.
I never met that woman.
It's your favorite, Matt. Lasagna.
Oh, don't you people knock?
Just give me the energy saver.
Millions of kids are using their energy wisely. What's your excuse? Learn more at loseyourexcuse.gov.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The Total Transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-801-9731. 1-800-801-9731. That's 1-800-801-9731. 1-800-801-9731.
Hi, I'm your heart, and I gotta get something off our chest. It's about our cholesterol, and I'm not speaking just for me, because high cholesterol affects our whole body. So let's ask our doctor about garlic, okay? Garlic's clinically proven ingredient helps maintain healthy cholesterol naturally. That's why pharmacists recommend it most. And unlike other brands, you only have to take one garlic caplet a day, not five or six. Plus, it's tasteless and odor-free. So like they always say, eat right, exercise, garlic. Oh, and use as directed.
Anybody find it interesting that the constitutional professor from Yale's name is Akhil Reed Amar? Just wondering. Here's Fox host Bill Hemmer speaking with Bob Goodlatte, a congressman who proposed the idea to read the Constitution on the floor.
You know, we have been spending a lot of time in the last year listening to the American people, putting together the Pledge to America. One of the key provisions of that is to require that all new bills, including the constitutional amendment to balance the budget that I introduced yesterday, the first day, every bill has to contain with it a declaration of the portion of the Constitution upon which the bill is founded, the basis for which the Congress could act on whatever that member thinks is an appropriate thing for the Congress to take up. The Attorney General of Virginia wrote something a couple weeks ago that I like very much. He said the Congress should read the Constitution on the floor of the House. And so I looked into that, recommended to the leadership that they do it. They decided it was a good idea and actually put it into the rules of the House. So not just this Congress, but future Congresses will be required to do that as long as that rule remains in place.
Jared Nadler's a congressman, a Democrat out of New York. He said it's total nonsense, propaganda. What did you think about what he said?
Well, I don't think the United States Constitution is propaganda or total nonsense, and I don't think the reading of it is as well. In fact, we went back and looked. We asked the Congressional Research Service to tell us when the last time that the Constitution had been read on the floor of the House, and their answer was never. And if you have a document that's as precious as the U.S. Constitution, and you have a Congress that says that it's going to be paying close attention to it, starting out the Congress by reading the Constitution seems to me to be an appropriate way to start. And we welcome all members on both sides of the aisle, no matter what their interpretation of various sections of the Constitution might be, to come and join us in reading it.
Well, you know, I would bet and wager that most Americans' knowledge of the Constitution is not where it should be, myself included. You were on TV the other day, and you were challenged yourself. I mean, how would you rate yourself when it comes to your own knowledge?
I think that I'm not a leading constitutional scholar in the country. I do pay close attention to it. And I do think that my votes in the Congress are very principled, but you certainly could go back and look at any member of Congress and their votes and say, well, that's not my view of what the Constitution said with regard to that particular vote that was cast. So
All right. Taking
a renewed look at the Constitution, I think a very good thing.
Mike Slater, a radio host, says it's important for our lawmakers to abide by the Constitution.
And Thomas Jefferson continues, and that, as it was never meant they should provide for the welfare, but by the exercise of the enumerated powers. Meaning Congress can't just do whatever they want. They can only do the things that are listed below it, the things in Article 1, Section 8. Alexander Hamilton wrote in Federalist Paper 41, I'm sorry, I'm such a history junkie, but these are the answers to the problems that we're facing right now. He said, some have grounded a very fierce attack against the Constitution on the language in which it is defined. It has been echoed that the Constitution's power to provide for the common defense and general welfare of the United States amounts to unlimited commission to exercise every power which may be alleged to be necessary for the common defense and general welfare. If we did that, if that was the case, why would we even bother with the Constitution? Why would we even take the time to enumerate these 18 things that follow? He says that that sentence right there, quote, is separated by a semicolon, meaning they can provide for the common defense, general welfare, semicolon. Here are the ways we can do that. I'm assuming they did not say provide health care for anyone. I don't think that's one of the things the federal government can do. Now, you can want that to be the case, and it's our founding fathers were brilliant people. They actually put a mechanism in place to do that. It's called the amendment process, which is great. So if you want the federal government to do that, go through the constitutional route. But don't supersede the Constitution. And that's why what's happening right now, reading this Constitution, is more than just a gimmick and a game. If we actually start paying attention to this document, learning our history, going back to what our founding fathers' intent originally was, then I think our nation will be a lot better off.
Where have all the military surplus stores gone? Don't worry, you don't need one. Because everything you need at Military Surplus is at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. One of the last surviving true military surplus stores in the country. Go online now to MaineMilitary.com and discover a source for hard-to-find surplus items at true surplus prices. Surplus gun cleaning kits as low as $2.99. Complete chemical suits as low as $11.99. See our huge selection of gas masks, filters, and accessories. Finish at M10 gas masks are 3 for $30. And Swiss filters are 3 for $12. Searching for strike anywhere matches? MaineMilitary.com has them. Plus a whole new product line of survival and first aid kits and lots more. Get free shipping on orders over $50 only at MaineMilitary.com. That's M-A-I-N-E, Military.com. Or call 877-608-0179. 877-608-0179. MaineMilitary.com, the main name in military supply.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit, foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications. With low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions, RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
23 and change after the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. This is your chance to catch up on one of the big items of the day. Most people are kind of tickled that the Constitution is being read. I think a lot of people are. Hey, do you find it interesting that the professor said that liberals were the ones who wrote the Constitution, but the conservatives today seem to be the ones who want to be all over it? I bet you that most of the conservatives haven't got a clue because most of them aren't particularly well-educated, I think. I'm making a general statement, not speaking about all of them specifically, but I find a lot of knowledge seems to be lacking when it comes to the skills and the info that they have regarding the strict interpretation of the Constitution, what's really there, and what the words mean on the page. And number one item this week, by the way, is the Congress convening. Let's go from 10 to number one, just so you have that information. At number 10, what's going on in the world of sports talk radio with the college bowl games and the NFL high on everybody's interest list. Number nine, the radio announcer story from Columbus. What a great story that is. Number eight, what's going on in Afghanistan? Number seven, the deaths of all the birds and the fish in our country. At number six, the president shakes up his staff. At number five, repeal of the health care law. Number four, removing the N-word from the Mark Twain novels. Number three, discussing the debt. Number two, Navy Captain Owens, Owen Honors, dismissed because of those videos that he made when he was the XO on the ship of the Enterprise and Congress getting started. Here's talk host Steve Malzberg, kind of upset that some of the Democrats and members of the media are calling the decision to read the Constitution a political stunt.
And, of course, in the House, the first order of business after the swearing-in and after everything else was to read the Constitution of the United States of America. The mainstream media has taken today to calling this a fetish. The Republicans have a fetish with the Constitution. There's something wrong with it. They think it's a religion. They think it's a Bible. They're sick. They're religious zealots with the Constitution. The reprehensible, disgusting, despicable Gerald Nadler from Manhattan had that to say, I'm paraphrasing, with regard to the respect and deference that the Republicans and the esteem in which the Republicans hold the Constitution. There's something wrong with that, according to Gerald Nadler. Something wrong with that. Well, Gerald Nadler and the rest of the left who despise the Constitution, yet they raise their right hand and pledge to defend and honor the Constitution. They take an oath to defend the Constitution and uphold the Constitution. But they couldn't care less. They couldn't care less about the Constitution. They despise the Constitution. Just like the liberals on the Supreme Court despise the Constitution, which is why they look to other countries to see how they handle cases and issues that come before them in the court. Last night on her show on this, what is it? What's that? Yeah, Headline News, CNN Headline News. Actually, her name isn't Joy Behar. Her name actually is Josephine and some other Italian name, but we just call it Josephine. So Josephine is very upset that the Constitution will be read on the floor of the House by the Republicans as their first act after the swearing in. And here she is, cut seven.
Boehner's got to control these out-of-control people.
Yeah, you know, Bill...
That's going to be fun to watch.
Uh-huh. Do you think this Constitution-loving is getting out of hand? I mean, is it a nod to the Tea Party? What is this about, exactly?
Okay, this Constitution-loving is getting out of hand because, I guess, Joy hates the Constitution. Or she doesn't really care about the Constitution. Or the Constitution doesn't faze her. Do you understand how sick they are? Do you see how sick they are? The mainstream media has taken today to calling this a fetish. The Republicans have a fetish with the Constitution. There's something wrong with it. They think it's a religion. They think it's a Bible. They're sick. They're religious zealots with the Constitution. They're nuts.
800-510-8255. As we get started to, we're getting ready to take your calls in a matter of moments. Email to Doug at DougStefan.com. The star of the day is House Speaker John Boehner. Is he a star in your book?
Do you crave eggs? I do. Eggs are an incredible way to start your day. You've always heard that breakfast is the most important meal of the day, right? But a breakfast that contains eggs helps you stay full longer and keeps you energized throughout the day. And here's why. Eggs are a good source of all-natural, high-quality protein. Just one egg has lots of essential vitamins and minerals in varying amounts for just 70 calories. And at an average of just 15 cents apiece, eggs are one of the most affordable sources of high-quality protein, and they deliver a big nutrient bang for your buck. From America to Asia, eggs are celebrated around the world for their versatility, affordability, and nutrient density. Take a trip around the world without even leaving your kitchen by visiting the recipe section of IncredibleEgg.org, home of the incredible edible egg.
My name is Tom Thornton.
And my name is Cindy Thornton. We're retired, and this is how we live United.
We decided to volunteer with United Way at our community free health clinic.
United Way is how we contribute, because we know our time and money are going to the right places.
Judging by the thank yous we get at the clinic, I'd say we're doing the right thing with our retirement, too. We're Tom and Cindy Thornton. We volunteer at our community free health clinic. We don't just wear the shirt.
We live it.
Give. Advocate. Volunteer. Live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
Excuse me? Like to sample a Luden's throat drop?
Luden's reminds me of being a kid, running through the neighborhood pretending to be a superhero, saving the universe from evil. I'd come home with a scratchy throat and Mom would give me a Luden's.
That's such a nice story.
Wait, there's so much more.
Great.
For everyday throat irritation, Luden's Wild Cherry Drops. The great taste and soothing relief you never forget. Luden's. It still works wonders.
On air, online, and on demand, we are the GCN Radio Network.
A very wealthy U.S. citizen is predicting that in 2011, we will witness the most important day in America in more than 50 years. He says it will change everything about our lives, the way you shop, travel, invest, educate your children, and even how you take care of your health and your own family. Now, this man has made some outrageous predictions over the years. The crazy part is, he's usually right. You see, he predicted the collapse of GM, Fannie Mae, Freddie Mac, and America's biggest mall owner, General Growth Properties. In fact, Barron's called his work a dire prophecy. Recently, he created a video which you can watch online for free, detailing his biggest and most important prediction yet. And it's a real eye-opener. I can't stress this enough. You should at least watch this free video online today. He explains everything you need to know, including simple steps you can take to protect yourself. You can find the video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com. Watch the free video at www.endofamerica12.com. That's endofamerica12.com.
Is it really possible to get out of debt without payment plans or attorneys?
18 years ago, we developed a program that has made thousands debt-free in just 90 days. It's called Zero Debt in 90 Days, and it works for all credit card debt, medical bills, even collection lawsuits.
When I first joined, I was being sued, so I used the program methods. And after filing one piece of paper, the collection lawsuit was dismissed.
With zero debt in 90 days, your success is guaranteed in writing. There is no other program of its kind. Don't be alone when creditors gang up on you. Let our team of experts provide the resources to fight back and stop creditors in only 90 days, guaranteed. Prevent wage garnishments, bank levies, and stop collection calls with our proven program. Call Zero Debt in 90 Days now, 800-477-9256, and ask for free information from an expert who also completed our program. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
This is not a drill.
Repeat,
this is not a drill.
Gun sales are on a staggering pace.
Gun prices are going through the roof, and that means desperate, vicious criminals now want your guns
and will do anything to get them.
Now, a new book reveals powerful secrets for hiding your guns from thieves and looters. You'll learn step-by-step, battle-hardened techniques, where to hide your guns so criminals will never find them,
how to create the perfect hiding place,
as well as the places you should never hide your guns
under any circumstance.
These and other closely guarded gun caching secrets are guaranteed to keep your weapons safe and out of sight when the going gets tough.
But listen up.
For security reasons, the Hide Your Guns book and even the website may disappear without warning at any time. Go to hideyourguns.com.
That's hideyourguns.com.
Or call 877-327-0365.
Before they come for your guns.
Hideyourguns.com right now.
Right now.
Talk Radio Countdown, focusing in this hour on the Constitution of the United States of America. What does this whole thing mean? What does it mean to those who professionally have to deal with it all the time? I was looking at the story of a woman and her dog. And for some reason or other, I was interested because of the dog angle, but she wanted everybody to know that she was a good American, that she was conservative and believed in the Constitution and our military. And her salutation was, "God bless the United States of America." So I'm thinking to myself, what is there about all of that? The liberals wrote the Constitution, liberals at the time. What liberals at the time then it's pretty interesting over the years to see how these terms have developed, what their meaning has been, and how the terms get used by various people. And it is really, it sounds silly sometimes when you listen to the people who are so adamant, so vehement, so just downright basic in their talking about the Constitution, because it sounds good, makes them feel good, but they don't really know most of the time what the heck they're talking about. So it's all sort of in the mind. It's another one of those games that gets played, the games people play, you know? CNN's Jeannie Mose reporting here on the reading of the Constitution, because that's what we're talking about, the reading of the Constitution on the floor of the House. It probably isn't going to come across as the most exciting thing anybody ever heard.
Normally, politicians like to wave it around.
I'm asking you about this, the United States Constitution.
Now, we have to stand for this Constitution.
I can and do read it for myself.
But instead of reading it to themselves, House members read it to us. And we learned the Constitution doesn't always roll off the tongue.
Pass any bill of attainder ex post facto law.
Or read like a John Grisham novel.
But to no attainder of treason shall work corruption of blood or forfeiture.
Huh? Sure, there were sexy parts, like the amendments.
Congress shall make no law respecting an establishment of religion.
Versus the not-so-sexy parts.
And the word the being interlined between the 43rd and the 44th lines.
As representatives took turns, some made it sound like a bedtime story for kids.
In which case,
it shall not be a law.
And others read it as if they were kids.
If he approve, he shall sign it. But if not, he shall return it.
The most famous part went to the new Speaker of the House, John Boehner.
We the people of the United States.
Not quite Schoolhouse Rock style.
We the people.
Now, no one likes to be interrupted while they're reading, as Democrat Frank Pallone was. He was reading the requirement that only a natural-born citizen
shall be eligible to be the office of president. Neither shall...
So-called birther was called off by police. The biggest applause came for the 13th Amendment, outlawing slavery. And if you're wondering how long it took the House to read the entire Constitution,
or the emoluments whereof,
or of such other body,
an hour and 24 minutes, though it seemed a lot longer,
begun and held at the city of New York on Wednesday, the 4th of March.
Hey, that should be unconstitutional.
All right, so there's a certain amount of drama, not much. Certain amount of fun, not much. Certain amount of focus, yeah, maybe. Here is, this is maybe before we get to your calls, maybe this piece of audio is worth a moment or two of your time. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia explaining what the Constitution means to him.
I regard the Constitution as having set a floor to American society. That floor says nothing about abortion. It's not the job of the Constitution to change things by judicial decree. Change is brought about by democracy. You want, abortion has been prohibited. You want to change that? American society think that's a terrible result? Fine. Persuade each other about that. Pass a law and prohibit eliminate the laws against abortion. I have no problem with change. It's just that I do not regard the Constitution as being the instrument of change.
Uh-huh. All right. That's an interesting... And many people who are constitutional scholars are on that same page. And that term, constitutional scholar, what does that mean and who are they? And how are they any different than you or me in terms of understanding it? They have studied who was responsible for writing the words. They have studied who those people are, what their backgrounds were. They've studied the way each of those people grew up and what their attitudes were toward words and toward law and toward our country. The information that was taken from the British laws, the British have no constitution, by the way. You know that, right? The Queen is the monarch, and you serve, or you are a subject at her pleasure. And so they have no rights. They have a sort of a small Bill of Rights that was passed a while back. And that's another thing, the Bill of Rights themselves and how all of that is worked through. So what we're talking about here, just joining us, the Republican Speaker John Boehner, and others started reading, and then it went around the room. And it captured a lot of people's attention. That's probably a good idea. Why not do it every year for a few hours? Set the tone. By the way, speaking of John Boehner, as an aside here, he has made it very clear, that he's not interested in the continuing controversy about whether Barack Obama was born in America and all that other stuff that's gone around. The man's the president now, and you're not going to get him out, at least this way. You can get him out by voting him out. But all the people who are wasting all that energy, whether it's true or it isn't true, or there's something to it or there isn't, examining all of this stuff, it doesn't seem to be productive. And so Boehner said he does not question the president's place of birth. It's not within his purview to tell others what to think. But as far as he's concerned, he's not interested. The state of Hawaii has said that the president was born there. That's good enough for me. That's what Bonner said. The new leader of the House has been interviewed about 18 times by 87 different people. It's interesting. Brian Williams pressed Boehner on what he would say to members of his party who have expressed doubts about Obama's citizenry. Boehner said, quote, Brian, when you come to the Congress, there are 435 of us. We're nothing more than a slice of America. People come, regardless of party labels. They come with all kinds of beliefs and ideas. It's the melting pot of America. It's not up to me to tell them what to think. All right? These are the birthers who are on their usual tear. 800-510-8255. The focus on the Constitution, the laws that are passed, how they get to the Supreme Court to be challenged, all part of our conversation. Is the Constitution a living, breathing document? Do you believe, as I do, that there are a lot of things that ought to be addressed and changed in a constitutional convention? That's a good focus to have as well as we continue with your calls in just a few moments here on the Countdown.
Real people, real nasal congestion.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
I have been congested for the last 10 days, and it is so frustrating.
Would you like to give Afrinasal Spray a try?
I would.
As soon as you feel any difference, let me know.
Just 45 seconds later.
Wow. I can breathe through my nose. Afrin has made me happy. Is that a silly statement? I would absolutely recommend Afrin to others.
Afrin starts working in seconds. Why suffer? Use as directed.
Our day starts very early at the USO. We support the troops at more than 130 centers in airports and other locations around the world. We have regularly scheduled deployments that come through, but things rarely run on schedule, so we have a lot of surprises. We have birthdays, we have family reunions, we even had a wedding here once. But whatever comes up, travel arrangements, emails back home, or just a place to relax for a while, we'll do our very best to see they get what they need. It's the least we can do, considering what they do for us. If you want to make a difference in the life of someone serving our country, if you really want to make a difference, the USO is how it's done. Help us help them. The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO, until everyone comes home.
The voice of strength.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear down this wall.
The Speechworks Archives is proud to present a magnificent DVD two-disc set that captures the essence of America and everything that makes her the greatest country on the planet. The Conservative Voice. A collector's two-disc DVD of beautiful, soul-stirring speeches by Ronald Reagan, George W. Bush, Barry Goldwater, Gerald Ford, Dick Cheney, Newt Gingrich, and, of course, Sarah Palin.
We have the best workers in the world. Now all we need is the political will.
The Conservative Voice, a must addition to every American patriotic home or a wonderful gift for that special conservative in your life. Here's how to order.
Go to www.conservativevoice.us/Doug. That's conservativevoice.us/Doug. conservativevoice.us/Doug.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Is trying to sneak out of a really boring meeting wearing tap shoes a bad idea?
Sales growth has increased 2.9%. That's a reflection of aggressive. Ben, where are you going?
Nowhere. Headed back to my seat now.
Switch to Geico now and you could save hundreds on your car insurance. For a free rate quote, visit geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
Want to lower the cost of doing business?
Reduce email storage and get compliant.
Barracuda Networks can help. The Barracuda Message Archiver is an integrated hardware and software solution that indexes and preserves all email communication and attachments. With no per-user fees and a quick setup, the Barracuda Message Archiver is the best solution for reducing the cost of email storage while ensuring government and litigation compliance. Powerful yet affordable security, networking, and storage solutions trusted by more than 80,000 businesses worldwide. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM for your free evaluation unit. 888-ANTI-SPAM or visit barracuda.com.
800-510-8255. James, you're in Texas, and you're on the air on the Countdown. Hello.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, I interpret it for exactly what it says. Our founding fathers, they created it for it to be what it is. It wasn't. They didn't say, we're going to create this document for just this era. No, they said, this is what it means, and this is what our country is based upon, and that it should be what it is. And I often get confused when I hear certain, like, Congress people talk about defending the Constitution, and yet they pass all these laws that are totally against the Constitution. Well, for instance, you know, certain government programs, you know, that's not what our, you know, we are a free people, and we should not be adhering to the, you know, basically the stale calm of utopia that the government owes us anything.
800-510-8255. All right, let's try. I guess I missed out. Here's Jay. You're on the countdown now. Hello.
Morning, sir.
Morning.
Hey, my comment is basically talking about change of the Constitution. I think it should be left alone. It should be no way changed for the dates or time period that we're in, because it just opens the door to for them to form it any way they want to. That goes on down the line for further administrations as well. Once they start making changes to the Constitution, it's going to be a wide open trap shoot for them to just form it how they want it to the administration at the time that's in office.
Well, there already have been changes to the Constitution. There have been previous constitutional conventions. There have been amendments to the Constitution. You think, if I'm hearing you correctly, I don't want to put words in your mouth, that there is that everything that's there now to this point, everything that's been added, ought not to be changed. There's no need for application or understanding or change to adapt to what reality is today versus what it was when the document was written first and then the additions were made later on.
Right. I think what they're going to end up trying to do is just take away all your rights, take away all your guns, take away everything.
You and I would be concerned about the same things. I'm sick of what we are seeing today with all the incursion of government, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But part of those who feel we need to change, that we have some kind of revolution brewing here, and part of the way to deal with it is to change the way the laws work in terms of, or the Constitution works in terms of what reality is today. A lot of things that were put together by those people, many of them the smartest ones around at the time, they didn't foresee all of the changes that are now here. It's hard to take, for example, the electronic revolution, the technical revolution, and apply a lot of the standards that are reality to any words that you can get out of this document. It's difficult. The freedoms that are being now worked over by the people, I understand what you're saying about constitutional messing and meddling by each individual administration, but the administrations don't do the constitutional convention. It isn't done. It's done by state. You have to have, I think, 34 or 36 states sign on to any change, the legislative bodies. It isn't done in Washington. It's adopted and enacted, but it's not. That isn't. It works in a different way. It's much slower. It's very tedious, with good reason, good cause, because this is important stuff.
Right. I agree. Hey, I love your show, bud.
Thank you. 800-510-8255. Randall is in Illinois with an explanation for us here on the countdown.
Good morning. I look at it as a living document, and my reason for that is I'm on the school board, and we have no one alive to tell us what the original intent was. And we did have a challenge on one of the things we did on the board that was through the contract, and we had to bring back the original negotiator to let us know and tell us what the intent was on the article that was being discussed, because that you had to do that to follow the contract and stay within the law. So you almost have to look at this as a living document, because you have no one alive today to tell you what the intent was at the time of the signing and during the negotiations.
All right. Let's listen. Ruth Bader Ginsburg spent some time reading the Constitution, and this is, I suppose, a comparative to what's going on the floor now.
The United States shall be vested in one Supreme Court and in such inferior courts as the Congress may from time to time ordain and establish. The judges, both of the Supreme
This is
and
how it sounds with the people in the Congress reading it. She's a member of the Supreme Court on Constitution Day reading the Constitution. Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
If you owe the IRS money you can't pay, then listen carefully, because you already know that the problem won't go away by itself. You can get help today from the leading tax expert in the country, Dan Pilla.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. The IRS isn't going to just forget about you. Right now, the IRS is hiring thousands of tax collectors to go after delinquent accounts just like yours. That's why you need to take action today, and I can help. I take a simple but proven approach to solving your tax debt problem. First, I stabilize collections so you don't have to worry about wage and bank levies. Next, I build a detailed plan to get your debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even eliminated. Finally, I work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. So call now for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829.
Dan Pilla will solve your tax problem, guaranteed. He's helped thousands of people, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
New year, new way to smoke, and it's Totally Wicked.
Introducing Totally Wicked e-liquid electronic cigarettes, the highest quality e-cigarettes in the world. With Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, there's no flame, no secondhand smoke, no carbon monoxide, no tar, no unsightly brown teeth or fingers, and no lingering smell. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes have a battery charge that lasts up to 8 hours. Plus, with a Totally Wicked Tornado model, the average pack-a-day smoker is likely to save over $1,000 a year. The Totally Wicked Tornado provides a storm of vapor. See it at totallywicked-eliquid.com. That's totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. Get a 15% discount with promo code GCNLIVE. Go to totallywicked-eliquid.com. Or call 888-761-9425. That's 888-761-9425. Or online at totallywicked-eliquid.com. Totally Wicked e-liquid cigarettes, the next generation of alternative smoking.
77.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Yes, sir. 800-510-8255 as we review what the Constitution means to those who are listening. The Constitution, the document that is used by everybody to figure out what's going on here, and it is interpreted and misinterpreted. Ed calls from New York. Here's a thought. Go ahead, Ed.
You know, the creators of the Constitution couldn't possibly have imagined where we would get to all these hundreds of years later. And so you have to look at it as a living document. And I think that it's really grossly misinterpreted and mishandled. You know, like, for example, two quick points with health insurance and with immigration. Health insurance, this reform that the Tea Partiers and the Republicans now they want to rescind, I'm sorry, the entire health care legislation is preposterous. What has to be done, of course, is to go forward and make the health insurance situation improve upon it, not rescind it. Chris Matthews said something very interesting. How can the government tell a private company who they can sell insurance to, and it basically making the case for single-payer buy-in to Medicare option.
Hmm. All right. Constitution and its interpretation, lawyers and lawmakers. Do we need more lawyers in Congress? That'll give me indigestion thinking about that. Tim, you're in Oklahoma, and you would like to explain some thoughts on the Constitution for us. Please go ahead.
Good morning. And I don't think one has to look at our channels of problems or face this country very far. We have Supreme Court justices that insist on calling our system a democracy when we are, in fact, not a democracy. We are, in fact, a republic. But what I would say is that our foundations are clearly easily found in our libraries of Congress. The founders took elaborate notes. It's obviously clear to look and see what their intents were. And from there, it certainly is a living document. It can't be stated that it's one or the other. But to say that it's a living document doesn't cut the legs out from under the fact that it has well-established roots and the intents and those intents the founders should be followed. Without question.
Okay. You agree or disagree with Tim and his point of view, you're certainly welcome to. We still have time for your call at 800-510-8255 as we move on to Ellen, who's in Florida, who has sort of a wish list here.
Good morning. I wanted to share with you a conversation that my grown son Jimmy and I had in the car yesterday. He said that he felt that it was too bad that we couldn't bring back George Washington and Benjamin Franklin and some of the men of old that could speak for themselves in their own words of how they interpret the Constitution today, that it was living in a real proclamation of what we stood for, and it doesn't change. The Bible doesn't change. The interpretations and people that want to change it into something that is against, totally against the original intent, and is not exactly where America needs to go. We don't need to flow into a socialist country or into a whole different government. It was built on something that was so precious and God-given that it is something that we need to stand for and believe in forever.
All right, so there's a pretty fundamentalist point of view on that. Thank you for your call. Let's try James now with a focus on a specific law. You're interested in how the Constitution may be applied to the health care law that was passed or vice versa, James?
Yes, sir. Are you talking to me?
Yeah, I am talking to you, yes.
Okay, and listen. The guy called in a while ago about health care. I'm beside myself because, you know, all these lawyers got together to decide what doctors, what they can treat, who they can treat, what they will be paid. And wouldn't it be funny if the doctors got together and said, okay, we're going to have a national plan for legal aid.
Yeah. Here's something that you may or may not know, James, in the context of what you're focused on, the health care bill itself, and it's going to be challenged to its constitutionality. The three people who pretty much wrote the bill were all lawyers. One of them, a former congressman who's the chief lobbyist for the insurance industry, had the most hand in it. There was not one doctor involved, not one practicing physician was involved in one word of that document, and that's what bothers a lot of people. But we'll see where that goes. Good time to test it is now. Thank you for your input in this hour of the Countdown.